for all of the others, the origin stories, as many of the origin stories don't have only one origin, but sometimes they originated from a number of incidents and developed into their modern form over the happening of a number of incidents. Sometimes one time it's formulated in one way, and then a second time reformulated, and then a third time even reformulated again due to circumstances. And then we see that final form, but we understand that happened. Final form happened later in time, according to the story, yes? But then, how did it come just like that in the beginning of the text with founding of Bhikkhuni Sangha? It makes no logical sense whatsoever if we look into it and we think about it. And in fact, all are like that. And different renditions of Bhikkhuni Vinaya, whether Pali text or Dhammagupta text or Mula Sarvastivadin, Mahisha Shakin text, then actually even the number of those Pachitya precepts that are like Garudhamma, like Garudhammas, they vary. They're not all the same. None of them equals 8. It's a very kind of a mysterious situation. How did this happen? If the Vibhanga is true, we understand these are things that happened over time, perhaps during the Buddha's lifetime. And then we have these stories of how they happened. And then somehow, later on, they get picked up and collected together into a list of 8 and brought back into the origin story of the Bhikkhuni Sangha. So that this happened seems relatively clear and very difficult to argue with when looking at the evidence that we actually have. When and how it happened is not clear. This all has been presented before. This is a summary of what was presented and spoken about, and I think widely agreed upon at this point by Buddhist scholars. What I'll begin to speak about now has not yet been presented. A few months back, I got some intestinal illness and for about 1 month could not get out of bed because I was so ill. So I spent that time in meditation, mostly asubha meditation, because the body was very, very asubha at that time. And also, I took the time to do some reading and a further study of Vinaya. I had noticed one time in earlier study, in reading, I think it was Mahavagga, I had noticed that there was mention of Bhikkhu Garudhammas in Pali text. I saw just that one place. I thought, that's interesting. What is that? And then I determined next time I have some time, next time I have the chance, I want to look into this more deeply. So at the time of my illness, when I couldn't get out of bed, then I asked my friend in monastic life, please can you bring me all of these Pali text books and bring them and set them next to my bed? And when I have energy, when I have strength, I want to read a little more and look into this question. So I began to read further, looking for this in particular, and I wondered, I've read these texts before, why did I never notice this? This is very curious, this is very peculiar. What I found is, in Mahavagga, another at least 6 instances of there being mention of both the Bhikkhu Garudhammas and Bhikkhu and Bhikkhuni Garudhammas equally. I read some notes that were made by those who compiled the Pali Text Society translation of the Mahavagga. And those scholars who had done that, their theory was this. Their theory is that the Garudhammas The Bhikkhu Gauradhammas are the earliest form of the Buddhist monastic discipline. When we look at their content and the way that they're worked with, the way that they're managed with in Vinaya, as we still have this section in Mahavaka, it's very similar to Sangadhisesa or Sangavaisesha, almost identical to the form of how we process with Sangadhisesa. So they made the theory. We think this is a very early form of Vinaya. In this case, Garudama just means a heavy or weighty offense. Something, and if I quote from Mahavaka, the way it's described, is something never to be transgressed in one's life. The exact same phrasing as is used in the ordination of Mahapajapati Gotami.